Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Library Board reviews and votes on changes to the Library Executive Director job description. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Just days after the Campbell County Public Library Board fired Executive Director Terry Leslie, the board met during a special meeting to discuss the current job description of the Executive Director. Also on the agenda was to outline the process of appointing an interim director. Board member Chelsea Collier kicked off the meeting by suggesting a change to the education requirements of the position.
Website. And I provided a copy for those listed at the table. It says the requirements for a library director position can span the range below, and there's four different options there for the education, and I would move that we would broaden our horizons and to create a larger pool and say that it should just be a person with a four-year undergraduate degree in any field.
The motion created an automatic response from the audience. She quoted information from a website called What Library Directors Need to Know, which she found on the American Library Association website. Member Charlie Anderson responded by stating the standard for librarians is a master's degree in library science. He said, quote, I think having any four-year degree is kind of, I don't understand how that would be an advantage. They wouldn't have the skills to run a library. Collier responded, saying she couldn't find any university library science programs around the country that did not have ALA curriculum as a part of their degree program. Board member Sage Bear said she was a member of a social media group of library board members around the nation and, quote, they're all looking for someone who isn't ALA indoctrinated, so this is a trend. After debating the educational requirements, they voted to amend the current job description to reflect the next director will be required to have a bachelor's degree in a related field with a master's degree preferred. The board approved the change with a vote of 3-2. With members Darcy Lyons and Charlie Anderson voting against the change. Their next order of business was to discuss the appointment of an interim director to fill the vacancy. One of the questions that was raised was to whether the interim director would be able to enact policy during their tenure. Campbell County Government Director of Human Resources, Brandy Elder, who attended the meeting, said, quote, that's a hard no. She said an interim director would not be able to implement policy, but rather generally oversee the budget and personnel issues. At the conclusion of the meeting, the board opened public comment. Sarah Painter told the board her personal experience applying for government jobs in the community to express that relevant experience is just as important as any degree and the requirements should be fluid. Mary Conrad, who worked at the library for 30 years, told the board there is a reason that an MLS is a library science degree. She said, quote, it is very specific in all the things you need to know in order to run a library and curate a collection and lead your employees. She said she thinks a graduate degree is an important quality in any candidate for the job. Local resident Tex McBride used his time to say he believed the community was lied to about the motive behind their appointments to the library board.
First off, I want to go on the record and say the people of this county were lied to. They weren't just misled, they were flat out lied to by our current board of commissioners. The people on this library board in front of me were put there, and we were told as voters that each of you were put into those positions because the commissioners believed that you didn't have an agenda to push, that you were strictly there to support the library. Twice during this meeting, we were told we're going to break the mold and we're going to be trendsetters.
As per Campbell County government policy, the change to the job description for the executive director will have to go to the Campbell County commissioners for approval. At the conclusion of the meeting, the board went into executive session to discuss possible candidates for the interim director, and no further action was taken. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.